Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Samar.
Hello, Michelle.
Is it bad that I like singing to you when we first get on here? I'm like, can't help it.
Not at all. I want to say secret, like, Thijs, you never met him, but he's this amazing, our amazing colleagues who help us. He's really awesome. Every time when he sees me, he just like try to sing it the way you say it, and I find it the most cutest thing ever, and I really love it. So
Okay, well then I'm never gonna stop.
yeah, just go for it.
Just go for it. That's right. Well, we had a topic that we were looking at that I think we might have teased it out a little bit last week, but we're gonna put that one on the back burner still, because what's happening here in the United States right now is it's heartbreaking, it's scary, I don't even know the right words for it. It's actually kind of terrifying. And we could talk a little bit about some of the different things that I've encountered here. I posted the day after the election that I've always been afraid to be a woman in the United States, but now I'm terrified. And most people have agreed and said, yes, it's absolutely terrifying right now. But then some people have told me, people that I've known for a long time, then go live someplace else. People that I had counted as friends said, go live someplace else. People in WordPress have told me, if you don't like it here, go live someplace else. And I mean, not to worry, they did not offend me. I've just deleted their comments and blocked them and moved along. I wish you could delete comments on Twitter, but you can't. But I have deleted their comments in Facebook. And even though these are people I knew from childhood, I'm like, done. I'm just done. Because if that's the way that they want to talk to somebody who's expressing their own fear, then they can just take a long, as my mom used to say, take a long walk off a short pier. So it's only been 2 weeks since the election. It hasn't even been 2 full weeks since we knew the result of the election. Sorry, I have a frog today. But it's really scary because this weekend, and I saw it yesterday in the news and saw it again this morning, there were people who identified as neo-Nazis, carrying Nazi flags in Ohio, of all places, just like, anywhere USA kind of thing, shouting horrible things, including like the leaders got a megaphone, and we're not talking about hundreds of people. This is like 10 people, all men, of course, because they wouldn't want a woman to do anything. But I'm glad it's all men, quite honestly. And then their faces are covered, so they're afraid to even tell you that they're racist because they hide behind these face coverings and hats, but carrying black flags with a swastika on them. Shouting things like non-whites are parasites and other anti-Semitic and anti-black, everything kinds of language. And it's not illegal for them to do that. It's
That's a
perfectly
sad,
legal for them to do that. And this woman who was videoing it was afraid. She was across the street and like she videoed it and she turned the then she turned it on herself. She's like, I can't believe this is the America I'm living in. For people to just, when a woman says she's afraid, for somebody to say, well, they go live someplace else. Okay, what's really interesting is that my friends in Canada said, come live here. We've got space for you. Verdi Heinz from Elementor said, move to the Netherlands. I'll show you around.
Me too, me too. I
I know
invited you.
you did. And it's like, I mean, you don't want to leave your home, right? Like, I know you have family still in Gaza, right? Who are don't want to leave their homes, and you've lost family there because this is where you live. I don't want to have to move. But I'll tell you, the next 4 years could make that a difference, right? I mean, I don't know how bad it's going to get. It's come to the point where And you were mentioning this before that there, women have said here in the United States and I'm sure other places too, my body, my choice. And that's about reproductive rights, right? We've talked about that before, reproductive rights and the right to an abortion and the right to health care, IVF, all of the things that are part of reproductive rights. Project 2025, and I will admit I have not read it, I've only read parts of it, threaten more and more and more women's rights here in the United States, such to the point that there's this guy who started the Your Body, My Choice, and he's been saying it. Turns out he is what we call an incel, right? Involuntarily celibate, meaning that no woman wants him, basically. Right?
I
And
was thinking about that.
incels are dangerous because they think that women owe them. If you sleep with other men, then you're a whore. If you sleep with him, if you're a virgin, then you must not be one. Like they have this crazy thing going on in their head that they should just be able to use you and toss you aside, that you're nothing but, and I'm going to say, it's going to sound really rude when I say this, so women, please, a set of holes for their use. Okay. And this is the America I'm living in right now. And I know I still have it better than other places in the world. I know that. And I know I'm still privileged, but set that aside for a minute and understand the fact that this is such a paradigm shift here in the United States that it is scary when men are walking around town saying things like, your body, my choice, when men think they can just use you and abuse you, and you should not have the right to speak. When they threaten to take away our rights to vote in the United States because we don't have children, and then therefore we don't have a stake in our future. When all of these things come together, it's a very scary place. And yeah, okay, I'm turning it over to you. And then we're also going to talk about some social media things, but okay, over to you, Sama.
No, I understand you fully. And as you said at the beginning, we wanted to talk about something else today, but it is something we cannot just like let it pass without talking about it, because it's also, I found it very weird. We're in 2024 in the United States. We are going back 150, 200 years ago. And this hateful speech for women, I don't understand. And it also, people say, yeah, he can say whatever he wants. Yeah, but he promotes gender equality. He promotes violence. He promotes hate crime. There was an article about that, of course, your body, my choice. When he said it, there was 4,600% increase in mention this phrase the next day. A lot of female, let's say, influencer on TikTok, there is also some people entering their post and they mention in your body, my choice. This hateful speech, I don't understand it. Why this so obsession of controlling women? And United States should be the land of the freedom. Like, and how can I say? I'm shocked, honestly, and I know I feel your pain, and also I understand that not everyone wants to leave. This is your country. You're born, you're raised there. You leaving, it's also, we of course we're joking about it, but also at the end it's everyone's choice. But you don't want to leave it for them, and that's understanding, because imagine if they took back those rules and they apply it, that your body, my choice, or the abortion, or the productive parts, they control it more and more. In another 10 years, hopefully not. We're going back 300, 400 years ago for women in the States. The only time when only white men with property will have freedom, and the rest, nobody has freedom, or nobody have anything to say. I don't know, as a human being also around the world, we're doing really good. I don't know what's happening this year. Everyone, we're going backward. Even in Europe, Hungary, Poland, some countries are now talking about just banning abortion. And I was like, why are we even talking about this? What's happened to set us back? I agree. Everyone has their opinion. Everyone can share it. But your opinion, when start to promote hate and violence, and crossing a line of the freedom of other people, that should not be allowed. If being unrespectful, and the amount of hate, the amount of the violence against women and the hate speech for women. And as you said, this guy Nick, whatever his last name is, Fontonas, whatever, he's I watched yesterday a quick interview with him. He's, I don't want to say weirdo. Sometimes weirdo can be good. He just something wrong. I'm pretty sure he needs help mentally. He's not stable human being. The words come out.
Oh, for sure.
And after he said it, only 24 hours, there was 52,000 posts in Facebook mention it. My your body, my choice. It's just so crazy.
High school men, like children in high school, I know that they are on the brink of adulthood, but they are still minors. Boys in high school are saying that now to girls in high school. There have been episodes of that happening too. Donald Trump, I don't even like saying his name.
That thing, you
45, we
can
still
say
call him
that thing.
45. I know the orange dictator has picked some very strange people for his cabinet. So, for example, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Marco Rubio is very controversial. He is very right wing. Attorney General Matt Gaetz, who has been arrested and charged with the crime of under sex with
Minors
a minor.
listing,
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, who is anti-vax, who is anti-women, who is, right? Like all of these kinds of things. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is a person on Fox News. He's not even a government type person. He's like Fox News, which is the worst news station delivering right-wing hate. What? It doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, none of this makes any sense. And you just go down the list, and I don't know everybody, of course, but like, oh, I just, yeah, it's just.
I understand that, like how also at the same time, like I know we usually talk everything related in tech, but this is related to our life, daily life. It's related to the future for women in tech, to related to future of women, because sadly, whatever United States is doing, other countries will copy. And when we start seeing those crazy thing or putting those people in a position of power, it's so difficult to fight those things back. Women and people of color fought a lot in the United States for the freedom, for their to get the rights, to get, I'm not going to say fully equality, but I felt that everyone on the way to reach that goal. And now, like, it's so difficult to fight those things back. And for me, I don't know. It's weird because when the first time I heard Kennedy last name, I thought he's like Kennedy, you know, like
No.
the old Kennedy.
He's the bad Kennedy.
He's not the good Kennedy, not at
He's not
all.
a good Kennedy, no. So let's bring it back to tech. Let me tell you that the Department of Government Efficiency has two people named to it, Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. So Elon Musk has been named to the White House as one of the cabinet members for a newly created position. They never had that on there before, from what I understand. And let's bring it back to X for a minute, right? Formerly Twitter. I liked Twitter. I liked the little blue bird. I liked all of that, right? Then Elon Musk pays like $44 billion with a B, $1 billion to buy Twitter, renames it X, makes a new logo with white splatters all over it that looks quite honestly like some man had an accident on it, if you will. Oh, we're getting canceled today for sure. But or bird poop. Let's say it looks like bird poop. And has turned it into a platform where hate is acceptable. Where I have reported things before, which were hate centered towards me, and got like, oh, this doesn't have any violations, even though it was a horrible thing that somebody had said to me. Right. And so they're like, nope, that doesn't violate anything. And you're like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, If it was a man that had reported it, would that have been okay then? Like, would that have been accepted? Because I don't know, right? But honestly, I understand now why. I mean, I have been accumulating and what's the word I want? Cultivating a following on Twitter of over 17,000 people. Like, how many do I have now? I can never even remember. Oh, 18,600 followers, right?
Yeah.
18,617 followers on Twitter, X, whatever. There has been a huge, now not 18,000, but a huge like shift in 1 week of people leaving or at least adding Blue Sky to their tech platforms, their social media platforms. And in 1 week, I went from about what I say, like three or four followers to 534 followers in less than a week. Because so many people are like, that's it, I'm done. I don't want the hate anymore. Last week, Elon Musk tweeted something out or posted, whatever they call it now, and his own bots fact-checked him and said that he was spreading hate and misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, crying out loud. It's like me coming back and going, no, Michelle, you're wrong, you know, kind of thing. And that's our tech community, right? Like, am I leaving Twitter right now? No, I'm not, because I'm sharing good information there. I'm sharing our podcasts. I'm sharing hope, and I'm sharing, you know, fun things to try to lift people's spirits, because there's drama happening in WordPress as well, right? And so I want to be a bright light to people in dark times. It's hard sometimes though when you see so much hate and vitriol on social media like that, right? Like, I hardly post on Facebook anymore because I get people coming out of the woodwork to tell me that I'm wrong or spread hate or whatever. And it's easy to be, de we talked about this last week, depression and whatever. It's so easy to be overwhelmed and depressed when and have anxiety and all of the things. Not only is there seasonal affective disorder, like we talked about, not only is there drama in WordPress, but my constitutional rights as a woman and a human being in this country might look incredibly different within the next 4 years than they do right now. And it's a very scary place to live.
And I'm really sorry. That's why also I know you, even the older woman that I don't know who lives in the States, also I am worried about them as women, you know, as sister. The thing is, when you were talking about X, of course it's the way that they will dealt a lot of wars around the world and stuff like that. For me, it was not fair, and I don't think Elon Musk is making it is the most peaceful freedom of speech platform. Of course, there is limitation according to his agenda. Of course, I'm not here the right expert or the right person to say use X or don't use X, but definitely I will definitely give a try for Blue Sky. Am I saying it's right? Blue
Yes.
Sky, yeah. Just give it a try, because also we as a human being, we are the one giving those people are the power. They need us to gain power, which I mean, like using X or some stuff. Elon Musk have money. If X is losing money, and Elon Musk will not be powerful person anymore. And also, I was hearing his debate. I thought he's going to be smarter person, that he's getting 2 trillion from the Federation government money. And some experts were talking, they were saying only 15% of the money is going to the personnel. Even if you kicked all of the personnel, you will not even save $1 trillion. So their common sense. And I look at them, and I was like really, really worried, really scared about the future, what's gonna bring for the people in the States, especially them women, people of color, the threat of taking people who don't have the American nationality, kick them out, or take the nationality, kick them out. All of this craziness, of course, affect our daily life. And how can I say, if someone made a comment on X for you, he say, I totally disagree with you and their shared opinion. you will be fine with it. And also sometimes people, like, they cannot hide forever under this. They show the truth of themselves when they write to this comment, this hateful, aggressive, rude comment, or just they want to hurt other people so they can feel good about themselves. And in the real life, they will not come there to talk to you face to face about it, because, or in calm way, because that, I believe, that's they hide before the screen. They think that's they're more powerful. Definitely, yeah, I will definitely try the blue sky, and if I like it, I will keep X, as I said, yeah, because that's how I communicate with the WordPress community.
Yeah,
But you will
exactly.
never, yeah, but you will never know in the future what will happen. How Facebook was trending. Not anymore. It can happen to X. Yeah.
It could. I have, like, if you go to meetmichelle.online, I have links to all my social medias there. So now I'm posting to Mastodon. Now I'm posting to Twitter. Now I'm posting to Blue Sky. Now I'm posting to Facebook. Now I'm posting to LinkedIn. So, like, I'm literally posting the same things pretty much across the board. So when I do my Wednesday posts with all of the jobs, I'm posting them in multiple places so that people who are no
Yeah.
longer on X still have the information that I post. I will say about Blue Sky, because I have only really just started to use it, that it works very, very much the same as Twitter does. It was founded by somebody who left Twitter after Elon bought it. And so it works very, very similarly with some benefits, I think, that are different from Twitter. So I think that if you do try it, you'll like it. We'll put my link to Blue Sky in the show notes, and hopefully by Friday you'll have an account too, Sama, so that we can have both of us linked there if people are interested in
Definitely.
following us over there
Yeah.
too. So we'll continue to post across the board. But yeah, it's a scary world we live in, and there will be people who will say, "Oh, you're just, you're being too afraid. That's not a, none of those things are really going to happen." I hope they're right. I hope the people that say that I'm, crying, too loud and too whatever, I hope they're right. I hope it doesn't come to pass. I'm not trying to say this is going to happen and we need it to happen so that women continue. No, I hope I'm wrong. But it doesn't look like it. The people
Yeah.
marching before he's even taken oath of office already feel emboldened to do these things. And so I don't think I'm wrong. I hope it's not to the degree that it might be, but I hope I'm wrong.
I hope things will be. I always hope for better for the future, because it's also it's affect our daily life. It's affect. I'm speaking as someone who lives outside of the States. It affects people we love, we care, and even we don't know them, it's also affecting them. And also, it's so sad to see the world going this may craziness. While we all educating, I've been educated as my generation to accept others and to be welcoming. And from Middle East, as I was saying it, we are not truly really opening for the LGBTQ plus group, and I'd love to be more supportive, more ally. I believe my mother generation and the older generation of me, they really educate us how to be more welcoming, opening, understanding. And it's really sad now to see that the young generation are start to be how can I say it? Accepting this hateful speech, this hate, this racism, and so this crazy thing, the things that people work hard and fight for and died for are, I don't want to say waste, not at all, but
No, but it feels,
we need to fight harder for it. We need to keep talking about it. We need to raise the awareness. We need to educate people about it more and more. Yeah.
it feels like one step forward, two steps back, like we have
Yeah.
claimed these rights and now we have to retreat a little bit because they're taken away from us. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And we don't have solutions. You and I don't have solutions, but I think we can continue to talk about things that matter and be hopefully a bright spot for people. I'm not all doom and gloom. It just feels that way right now. And honestly, we've said it before, if people are struggling, they should reach out to somebody they love, and at the very least, they can reach out to us and we can help them find some assistance and some help. Because if you're feeling like I'm feeling, but you're feeling despondent as opposed to just a little downtrodden, there is hope, and we don't want, this is not hopefully going to turn into The Handmaid's Tale.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends last week at dinner. I said, let's face it, ladies, if this turns into The Handmaid's Tale, you're both Marthas, because we're all too old to have children now, right? I go, you both are Marthas, but I'm dead because I'm just a drain on society, according to The Handmaid's Tale, right? Because I am disabled, and so unless I become an aunt and like raise up handmaids, and which I would never do, no, I'm gone already. They can be Marthas, but I'm gone already. So let's hope it doesn't turn into anything that dire and that, yeah, that negative. So.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the situation will be better to continue growing as a human beings and have a better life for the young generation coming and just respecting each other and understanding each other more and more. And this, I don't know, should be the hateful people. I don't know why. Maybe we can send them to another planet. Maybe they want to go live there. Or maybe we can go
That'd
live another. We can go also live on Mars if there's some nice place we
I
can have.
mean, anywhere that's nice, yeah, for sure. Maybe we have
I don't.
our own island, like the Amazonian women. Like, can we do that? Can we have our own island?
I remember the video I sent it to you, the one with the sleeping, you know, the you can sleep for years and wake up and see what's happening.
Yes, exactly. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, everybody, try to have a good week. We love you. And ladies, we stand beside you for sure. And when we say women, we include trans women in and
Definitely.
not and of everybody that is, underrepresented in the ways in the things that we talk about. So we love you all. And I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We may talk about what we originally intended to, but the world may be doing things that bring other things to the forefront instead. So, all right. Well, until then, we'll see you next week at Underrepresented in Tech. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.